Not a good answer. Ivy Omar Rav Kana Lashana Vala Rubai. That's only if only Rov of the body is covered up. Avukulai, but in a case where the whole body is covered up, Chaitzeitz, then even though you don't care, you're not mak, but still if the whole body is covered up, that is called a chatzitza. Sigmara says, Shani Uber. An Uber is different. The Haini Revisai. So Rashi says, Balav chatzitzi. That's Haini Revisai, that's the way it's grown. An Uber, a baby, is grown in its mother's stomach. So therefore, like the skin of the mother is not called the chatzitza, it's called like part of the skin of the uber itself. Zero to svar, it's not called the chatzitza, therefore it's considered like the kid had its own tefillah. So even though you tell me uber lav yerechimayhu, still the tefillah the mother made helps for the kid also. Mar says now, ki yasi ravina, om Rav Yechon, when Rav Yechon came and said over the name of Rav Yechonon, that bu'umais holachacher azocher. By Umais, we'll soon see what that means. By nations of the Zion nations of Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to keep them alive, you have to kill them out, you go boss of the father. Nizgairu, holachacha pekam shebishneim. When the people are Mizgair, you want to know about the children for Yuchsin, we go after the pekam, we go to Chumro after both parents. What does that mean now? Umais holachacha razocha. What does that mean by the nations? If it's from the seven nations or not, you go boss of the father. Kiratani, we learned like this. Minayin, how do we know liyechad menumais? Shabu ala kananis. If a strange nation, not from the seven nations, but a different goy, comes and lives with an isha kananis from the seven nations, for a hoilid ben, and they have birth to a child, shatur shorla kanoisa b'yevid, you're allowed to keep him alive and use him for an evid. Shanem and Apostle says, gam mibnei atayshovim agirim imochim, that mehem tiknu, that sometimes even from the children that are living in the seven nations, you're allowed to buy them. How was the case? Because you go after the father. If the father was from a different nation, even though the mother is a Canaanite, still the lacher is the ben is mutter, we're allowed to keep him alive. Yochel, I would think, afilu echad min a Canaanim, if the father was a Canaanite, shabu alachas min umas, if he lived with a lady from a different nation, for her lived ben and gave birth to a son, shatir shor lekenoisai b'yevet, maybe also you go bosa the mother here, and the mother's from a different nation that the child you're allowed to keep alive, and you can use them for an evid. Talmud Lema, the Apostle says, Asher holidu b'yartachem, min hanalodim b'yartachem, v'loy min agerim b'yartachem. That no, again, you don't go bosa the mother, you go bosa the father. Min hanalodim b'yartachem, if they're born only, v'loy min agerim b'yartachem, not the living. And here, since the father, Lamai says, somebody lives in your city, so he's from the seven nations, you have to kill out the son also. So that's the first part of the halacha, that by the umais, if the kid is from the seven nations or not, of Eretz Yisrael that you have to kill out, you go after the father. If the father is from the seven nations, the kid also has to be killed out. If the father is from a different nation, we'll have to keep him alive. Right, and the second halacha was, Nizgairu holachacha pekam shebishneim. Against where the parents were Mizgair, and they have kids now, the kids now have a begam, goes after the chumra of both parents. What does that mean, b'mai? What are we talking about? Ilayma b'mitzri shenosa amoynis, mai pegam shebishnayim mispul, there's no pegam, it's muta, amoyni v'loy amoynis, there's no issa in amoynis. So what's wrong if a mitzri marries an amoynis? Eli, you're telling me now, the amoyni shenosa mitzris, where an amoyni married a mitzris. This is the nafkamina. So what izachar have, if they have a son, shadya basar amoyni, we say as a lacha, like an amoyni that is also liyelim, he goes after his father. In a keva avoy, if they have now a daughter, then an amoyni is mutter, shadya basar mitzris, let her go basar the mother, she is a mitzris, and the daughter of a mitzris is also basar. Ador shlishi. So if we go to chumra both ways, that whatever is more the chumra, the mother or the father, that's what the child of a ger goes after. Your Mishnah says, Mamzerin unesinin is asurin v'isurin Yisraelim. The lochur is a mamzer or an esinin. Nesinin Rashi says that's the givoinim. That's one of the seven nations, the givoinim. Shenizgairu b'orma, that they became gerim with trickery. They didn't tell Christ or b'mei Yeshua. That they came to Yeshua, they told them they're from a foreign nation, and Yeshua's mekabel them, but there is gerim. And then they found out, really, they were from the seven nations, and they weren't supposed to be mekabel them. So what did Yeshua do? V'nosnam avodim, Yeshua made them to be our avodim, l'chot ve'etzim v'shoy v'mayim. Yeshua was grazer upon them, they should have a dinevet, they should be like a slave, and they should work by cutting down the wood and schlepping the water, pushing for the Beis HaMikdash that it is for, the Eitzim that needed for the Mizbeach, and the water, they schlep the water. So the halacha is that they're also for a Klai Yisrael, for Yisrael to marry them. So Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, Suvis, it was an Issur D'oraisa, Issur D'rabbanan, Vakol Poron Al Mishnah says, Issur and Issur Olam. It's also Olam, you can never marry them, no matter how many generations after they're Mizgayer, still they're also. Echot, Chorim, V'echon, Nekevis. Whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva, a man or a lady, from a Nesinin or from Amzerian, the halacha is they're also Olam. That's what our Mishnah holds. Omer Shlokish. Shlokish says that the mamzeres liachar asara doris muturis. You should know a mamzeres after 10 generations, then she becomes mutter. The meyatak remains also liyelam, but the lady becomes mutter after 10 generations. How come? So it says yalef asiri asiri me'amoni. We learn out the taich of asiri that it says by mamzer from the word asiri it says by amoni. Omoavi. That ma lahal in the kevus mutaris, just like we had before by anamoni or ma'avi, the halacha is that the nekevus are muti right away. If a ma'avis is mizgayer, she's muti right away. Is afkan here also by mamzeros is nekevus mutaris. So the nekevus of the 10th generation, that means if the mother was a mamzer, whatever the father, and they have kids and the sons, kids, the grandsons down to 10th generation, the ladies then become muti. He learns it out what? From an Amoini and Moavi. For the Gemara, Ima Lahalon, Miyad, Afkan, Miyad, Lachur, if he learns it out from an Amoavi and Amoini, them, the ladies are Mutter right away. So Lachur, Mamzeris, should be Mutter right away. Tomorrow says no. Kiyahani Gzeris Shova, Miyasiri Vielich. That when we make this Gzeris Shova, they will learn out Mamzeris from Amoini after the 10th generation. In other words, Agrashi says, Gomra Asiri Asiri Me'amoni, Pistafri, Ma Asiri Hioma Ba'amoni, Ad Olam, even though it says the 10th generation by Amoni, it doesn't mean only 10 generations and not more, but it means an Amoni is also Le'erlam. Is Af Asiri Hioma Ba'amzer Ad Olam. The same thing the Torah says, Le'yovei Mamzer Ad Dor Asiri, means Widarsha doesn't mean the 10th generation they become Mutter, but they remain also Le'erlam. So we learn it out from an Amoni. Hilkach, ma lahalin sechorm v'lo nekevus afkan, just like by an amoini, only the men are osir, and not the ladies, who are then a mamzeres after the 10th generation, she is mutter. So the question is though, say she's mutter right away, the Teretz says after the mamzer is osir the first 10 generations, that we don't have to learn out from amoini. That the parsha of mamzer itself says for sure the first 10 generations are osir. So we have before, mamza means pshita, either a zachar or a nekeva. So for sure, the first 10 generations of nekevas have to be yosa. The question is, after the 10th generation, how do we know b'chal the rosa? We're learning it out from our Moavi and our Moini. So we say, just like over there, it's only the zachorim that are rosa, and not the nekevas, who are dina mamzeris. After the 10th generation, only the zachorim are rosa, and not the nekevas. For the Gemara Aivon, Nan Tanan, we learned, our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, Mamzerim unesinin, asurin v'yisurin israelim, echos chorim v'yechon nekevis. That our Mishnah says not like this. Our Mishnah says clearly, a mamzeris is also loelim. Even a lady, no matter how many generations down, the 10th to 20th generation, the mice of the children of mamzerim remain mamzerim and they're also loelim. The rest of the kasha. Take us machlokes tanoim taka. For it depends, whenever you make a limud, you learn out one from another. It says what? Asiri by Amoni, and it says Asiri by Mamzer. So just like the Rosh Lakish holds, just like by an Amoni, if the ladies are Mutter, who are then the Mamzeris, if the 10th generation is Mutter. But our mission holds, Hokamandiyama doin mino v'uki basro. Means you learn out one from the other. True, you learn out the word asiri by a mamzer means, just like it says by an amoini, that it's also li'elam. But vuki basru means now put the chiddush back in its own place, in the place of a mamzer. Now by mamzer, pshita in the cave is also, like we had before in the Gemara, a mamzer means a mumzar, there's something wrong with them. So therefore even the ladies are also. See, if you learn out from amoini that the word asiri means li'elam, But you don't learn out the same way it's by an Amoini. Uki Ba'asra means you put it back in its place where it is now. So put back this Chiddush that a Mamzer is also Yerlam in the place of a Mamzer. What's the locha by a Mamzer? That even the Ish is also. So Adin, our Tana holds that a Mamzeris is also Loilam. Mor says, Shalu es Rebbe Lezer. The answer to the question is Rebbe Lezer. Mamzeres liachar asara dori maho. What's the locha talk? What do you hold? A mamzeres and isha, it's a mamzer after the 10th generation. What's the locha? Omalahem, miyitin li dor shlishi v'yatarenu. He said back, we worry about the 10th generation. Whoever said there'll be a 3rd generation? Let me see a 10th generation, he said. That was his lashon. Let me see a 3rd generation. Rashi says, "Mi'itin li dor shlishi klayma." Dover sheyefshu. It's a dover sheyefshu to have more than 3 generations of mamzerim. What does that mean? So Mora says, "Alma, what do we seek? Sava mamzera lechaya." You know, Les holds that a mamzer is not going to live too long. I mean, a shaman, they're not going to let them live. So Rashi shloyitamu sharing with the roisav. And Lord Hashem won't make such a mikshom that the people should not marry into the mamzerim. Hashem won't make it that a mamzer won't live that long. He won't have 3 generations. That a mamzer doesn't live too long. He won't have children. His children won't have children. And the generation won't, they won't live too long. For the Gemara Iva, Nan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, not like that. The Mishnah says, mamzerin asurin v'yisurin Yisraelim. Mashma, that the generations go on, they'll have children after children after children, and there would be Doris later. And the Mishnah says the Chiddush that all the future generations of this first Mamzer, all his kids are Mamzerim. I was explained the Pshat here by Rav Yehuda. The Pshat is like this. The Yadi Chai. If everybody knows the person is a Mamzer, this Mishpacha is a Mamzer, then they'll live. Mashenkin, the lo yad, when people do not know that they're mamzerim, then lo chai, then they won't live. And the svari is like Rashi says, that Hashem doesn't want them to be mixed up with the Klai Yisroel. So if we don't know the mamzerim and they'll live for a long time, they'll mix into Klai Yisroel. So when they're Shemayim, they die early. Now, the yadi, the lo yadi, let's say some people do know, some people don't know about them, then the klal is at los adori chai. For 3 generations they'll live. More than that, they won't live. Such a blessing meant. We have a mishpacha that some people do know about him, some people don't know about him. Up to 3 generations they'll be, but more than that, not. Marahu dehevei b'shavis said Rabami. There was a mamzer in the neighborhood of Rabami. So achra zolei de mamzer hevi. So what did Rabami do? He went and proclaimed, told everybody, no, this person is a mamzer. So bochi, the person started to cry. V'yozel. Omalevi, so Rabami said to him, Chayin the Sati Lachor, don't cry, I'm giving you life. Like we just learned, if everybody knows you're a mamzer, then Hashem won't kill you, he'll let you live, because everybody knows to stay away from you. But if I'm not going to tell people that you're a mamzer, then you'll have a chash, you'll die early. So be happy that I'm telling everybody that you're a mamzer. Omer Rav Chonin Bar Ada, Nesinim David Gozer Aleim, Nesinim David made Xer upon them to have a din avdus. They're called an Evet. Toisa Sheet there is that Nesinim are only Yosim and the Rabbonin, and it's because David made Xer upon them. And, we'll soon see. Forget me. Tell you again. Toisa Sheet there is that Nesinim were not allowed to marry Midiraisa. They're also Midiraisa. Like the Schatnim Bom goes upon the Zayin Amamim even after them is Gair. There's a lot like Schatnim Bom, you can't marry them. So what does Al-Gumor mean that David made Xer? David made Xer give them a Din Avdus. They have a loch like an effort now with Rabbonin. Shenema, what's the right? The Pasuk says, Vayikra ha-melech le-gevoinim. That David called to the Gevoinim. Vayomer aleim, v'ha-gevoinim, loibim b'nei Yisrael heima. See, the Nafim b'nei Yisrael, the Pesukim there said that David made him into an effort. Now, my time of Gozer alayu, how come David was gozer upon them? Why did David make the Gevoinim avodim? In other words, one of the reasons they made them avodim is that we should realize that there are different people and we should not mix into them. Everybody should know who they are to stay away from them. So why did David have to make such a gzera upon them? What was so bad about the Gvoinim? So we have a Gansa Maisa. At the end of the Gemara, we'll see that they had very bad midas. They were very bad people. And because they were so bad people, David wanted to make them to make sure no Jew intermarries with them, has to do with them. So David made them into avodim. We should know to stay away from them. So we'll get to it eventually. But so far now, we're going to start off the story is like this. The pasuk says, "By hero bimei David shalashonim." There was a famine for 3 years. Shana achas shana, year after year. Shana rishon amalehem shem avdi avodas kachavim yesh bechem. The first year, David thought maybe Klai Yisrael is doing an avera. They'd be over avodas zara. Maybe that's why Hashem is bringing a rov of a famine. The apostle says, if Klai Yisrael is over avodas zara, Hashem holds back the rain, and there'll be a famine, you won't have food. So, both kovaloi motzu. The first year they checked out and they did not find, they found out Klai Yisrael was not being over avodas zara. Shaniya, the second year, omalahem, shema ovrei aver yesh bechem. Maybe stam they have averis. Not over avodas zara, chayes maybe znus. Maybe stam they're doing ovrei aver. So Gemara says, Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Vayimna revivim omalkish, loihoyo metzach isha zoin hoyelacho. Also, Masha, we do averis of znus, Hashem holds back the rain. So maybe that's the reason why there was no rain, there was no tfuah, nothing growing. Maybe because Klai Yisrael was doing the aveira of znus. But because David checked out Klai Yisrael v'loy motzu, he did not find them doing the aveira of znus either. Shlishis came the third year, and again there was a famine, again there was no rain. Omolehem, now David said, Shema poiskit stok of a rabim yeshbechem v'einon anoisnim. Maybe people do this terrible aveira that they make an appeal in shul and people pledge, yeah, I'll give $10,000. They pledge a lot of money, barabim, and at the end they don't give a penny. So it's a terrible aveira. So maybe because of that, there's a famine. The Siddur Pasuk says, Nesiyim Baruch V'Geshem Ein Ish Mishalol B'mata Sheker. That B'mata Sheker means people give false. There is time they say they'll give and they don't give. Because of that also Hashem holds back the rain. So maybe that's what Klai Yisrael was doing. So David checked it out to see if that was the case. For Bodku V'loy Motsu, he didn't find that either. So after 3 years, Omar, David HaMelech said, Ein Adava Tlui Yalabi. It has to be that something's wrong with me. I didn't do something. And that's why there's a famine here. It's not because of the Averis of Klai Yisrael. It's because of me. Is Miyad Vayivakesh David Es Pnei Hashem. David went to ask Hashem. Mahi, what did David HaMelech do? Omar HaShlokish Sheshoa V'Yorim V'Tumim. David went to ask a question, ask Le'um V'Tumim, what's going on? What did I do wrong? My mashma, how do we know that he has the Urim V'Tumim? Omer Ablaza Asya Pnei Pnei. Learn now from Zereshova. Ksiv Hocho V'Yavakesh David Es Pnei Hashem. It says Pnei. Or Ksiv Hosem V'Sholah D'Mishpat Urim L'Pnei Hashem. It says the word L'Pnei by Hashem by Urim V'Tumim. Here also David asked by the Kayin by the Urim V'Tumim. V'Yemru Hashem El Shto Hashem answered back. V'Yemru Hashem El Sho'ul V'Yel Beis Hadomin Ala Asher Hemis HaGivoynim. So that's the two things that David HaMelech, that there's a chet, because of these two reasons Hashem is bringing the famine. What are these two things? Al Shol, what about Shol? Shol Nispei Kalocha. That when Shol HaMelech was killed in the Mechama, they did not give him a good enough hesped. It was a tain upon David HaMelech. They should, even though Shol the whole time was trying to kill David, this and that, but I call upon him when he was mace, David HaMelech should have given him a better hesped. He didn't give him a nice hesped the way he deserved. That was one thing wrong. Vaita v'al beis hadomim. What does that mean? The house of blood. Al asher hemis ha-givoynim. That Shol did a chet. The fact that Shol killed out the givoynim, for that Hashem is angry about. For the Gemara v'chehechim etzinim b'shol shemis ha-givoynim. Where do we find anywhere in the psukim that Shol HaMelech killed out the givoynim? We don't find anywhere like that. El of the pshat is like this. Mitoich Shehorak Noiv Ir HaKahanim. Since Shol HaMelech had this city, the city Noiv Ir HaKahanim killed out, Shol Yemaspikim Lehem Ma'ino Mazon, that the Givonim we had before were Avodim. They used to work for the Kahanim to schlep the water and to schlep the wood. So the Kahanim used to feed them. So now when Shol killed out Noiv Ir HaKahanim, and the Kahanim were the ones that used to feed the Gevinim, so now nobody was feeding them. So Ma'alol HaKosav Kilo Horgon, the post accounts it as if Shol killed them out also. So that's the two chatoyim that happened here. First of all, there wasn't a nice hesped for Shol HaMelech, and secondly, Shol HaMelech himself did something wrong, the fact like he killed out the Noiv Ir HaKahanim, and therefore the Gevinim didn't have food to eat. So first of all, the Gemara is the Kasha. For the Gemara, El Shol, you're saying one time the word, Shlo Nispei Kalocha. that Samash Mashal was a tzaddik, and it wasn't nice the way Chayisro did not give him a nice hesped. And then the Kotov al Asherim is Hagavainim. But the second thing, Hashem is angry, how come they didn't, how come he killed out the Gevainim? It's a modern meister. Is Hashem like Shaul, like that Shaul was a tzaddik, he didn't get enough hesped? So how come Hashem now is angry upon what Shaul did? Like it doesn't make sense to speak here. In one way, we should give Shaul bigger covered, and the other way, you see Shaul himself that did something wrong here. So we're saying that's not a kash. In, it's not a true. It's both ways. Tiyomir HaShlokah, HaShlokah says like this. My dear, what does the pasuk say? Biksuras Hashem kol aniyoras. Hashem checks out all the aniyah that put the humble people of the earth. Hashem mishpotoi poloi. That means his mishpat does things. So ba Hashem mishpotoi shom poloi. When I go to Lesh Rashi, the mokim shedonim odom, at the time, at the place where Hashem gives a person judgment, shom maskirin poil sekoisov. That's also the time after Chasdei Hashem, he also remembers all the toiv that he did. So here, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Shaul, how come he had the Gevoinim killed out? Like by killing out the ear, noiv, of the Kanim, so the Gevoinim didn't have food to eat. So Hashem was like giving mishpat to Shaul. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a mishpat to a tzaddik, he remembers his good things also that he did. So Meli remembers about the tzidkos of Shaul HaMelech, and Meli was a tain upon Christ, so how come they didn't give him enough of a cover, they didn't give him enough of a hesped? So now, Omar David said to himself like this, what can I do now? Shaul